I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. A young man from the Northeast Kingdom village of Wheelock is making history at Dartmouth College. He's only the ninth Wheelock resident since 1830 to benefit from one remarkable fact, that Wheelock used to be owned by Dartmouth. VPR's Charlotte Albright digs into the roots of this odd alliance.
Over two centuries ago, the brand new college needed startup money, so it asked neighboring legislatures for help. Instead of cash, Vermont handed over the charter for 23,000 acres of land, including the town of Wheelock. As landlord, Dartmouth collected rents and logged forests. In 1830, President Nathan Lord reciprocated with free tuition for all qualified Wheelock applicants. The newest Wheelock scholar, Linden Institute graduate Noah Manning, invited current Dartmouth president Philip Hanlon to Wheelock to accept thanks. And surprising some, Hanlon and his wife made the trip this week, both to the Institute and to Wheelock's town hall.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good.
Arriving at Wheelock's basement office, President Hanlon assured Noah Manning and a few town officials that Dartmouth, whose endowment now tops $3 billion, no longer needs a handout from Vermont.
Well, we're in a more secure financial position, but as I said, you know, we appreciate very much still that the people of Wheelock were willing to support us, and that they, you know, they believed in education and the power of education from early on.
And Manning said he is proud to take his place in a long line of Wheelock scholars.
As someone who wants to go into medicine, two of our scholars before me became physicians, and that's an amazing thing to know that, like these men, I started this path in the same place.
But Manning didn't bring Dartmouth's leader all the way to the Northeast Kingdom merely to thank him. He also arranged a summit with Wheelock's leaders. They talked with Hanlon about future town gown alliances, perhaps relating to rural medicine or municipal administration. Town Clerk Doug Reed ended the meeting by proposing more brainstorming sessions.
I know that you have all kinds of time on your hands.
But Hanlon did spare more time to inspect a copy of the original document chartering Wheelock to Dartmouth. Sadly, the plaque in front of the building commemorating the relationship is temporarily missing, felled by a giant pine tree. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.